All right, should we get to our sexy story this week?
Ladies, gentlemen, you cannot unsuck that dick.
It was hot.
It was really quite something.
Do you like when someone else makes me moan?
Do not show up looking like you slept in your clothes, in your car.
There is nothing sexier than getting railed by two dudes at the same time. I'll just say that. So Brian got to enjoy some time with a brand new person for the first time in a very long time recently.
Long time.
She is so damn cute, so I'm so excited to hear the story of what unfolded. But first, we want to say thank you to Cassidy.com for sponsoring this episode of Front Porch Swingers. Cassidy is truly what we use to meet lifestylers. 1000%. That is where I go when I'm like, I'm wanting a hot new dude in my life. I've actually met a couple of great guys that I'm talking to right now off of Cassidy. The reason I like it is because it has a clean interface. It just allows me to focus on connecting with people. I don't have to learn a bunch of stuff to be able to use the site. And also it has great security. So if you're somebody that's concerned about, you know, your information not getting out there, which everyone should be, Cassidy really takes that seriously. We love them for that. And if you want to try Cassidy for yourself and start meeting some very sexy and like-minded people, you can head on over to frontporchswingers.com and click on the Cassidy banner at the bottom of our homepage. When you do that, you're going to get an entire month of free access to all of Cassidy's features. Test it out for yourself. Start meeting people in your area. We hope that you love that site as much as we do. So I got to have some fun last night that I want to talk about. Not sponsored. I wish they were sponsoring our show.
Oh, shit.
But holy fucking shit, I saw the hottest show last night.
Yeah, I did not go with you. You went with a friend because I was not going out at 10 o'clock at night. It wasn't a thing. So yeah, but the pictures you sent me were very cool.
So I'm still kind of buzzing from it. First of all, I went and saw Dita Von Teese's burlesque show at the Horseshoe here in Vegas. Fucking amazing. I've always loved Dita Von Teese. I feel like in a lot of ways, she was kind of like a sexual awakening for me.
Really?
I remember seeing her in a big like martini glass.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like pouring the water all over her, whatever's in the glass, I'm assuming water.
Probably.
And, you know, she was on a magazine cover looking like that. And she was just this like classically beautiful woman. And I was so fucking turned on by it. And last night, it's really funny because I talk on the podcast a lot about, you know, my bisexuality and how it feels like it fluctuates all the time. And sometimes I'm so down to lick a pussy and other times it's just not even in my, you know, I'm not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I've kind of been going through this phase again of like, I think I'm just going to stick to the dudes for a while. Like if something comes along randomly at an event or whatever, I'll consider it, but I'm really not chasing after the couples or the ladies right now.
Right.
And then I go to the show last night and all of the women are so fucking hot. And of course, Dita Von Teese is there and she's so beautiful. I'm like, no, I'm bi. I'm 100% bi.
Listen, I you know how I feel about this. I'm all over the fucking place because the truth is like, dealing with the apps and shit is an absolute nightmare for me. So I just can't. A lot of times I'm like, I want to go down this road. I want to meet somebody. And then instantly I'll start getting bombarded with dumb shit and I'm out. So
yeah.
I just, that's the problem for me. It's how I receive the information.
You 1000% know that you are pansexual. That hasn't really changed in years.
No, but what changes is my tolerance for trying.
No, your tolerance never changes. You're just not tolerant,
well,
which is fine.
No, not at all. But it does. I mean, I have degrees of tolerance depending on how I'm being, what the interactions are like. And sometimes I'm like, okay, this isn't fucking horrible. I can figure this out. And then some days I'm like, I'm deleting all these fucking apps. I am done with you fucking people. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm affected by people's behavior. I'm super fucking triggered by dumb shit.
Yeah, of course.
And I just have no tolerance.
Well, I don't have any tolerance for the couples at this point. Most of them that reach out to me are horrible. But again, like I'm watching this show last night and I mean, they had every body type represented, everything from a size 0 all the way up to a size 20 probably.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
And
yeah.
You know, this beautiful curvy woman is doing this one number and she's just like rubbing all over her, you know, beautiful like thick legs. And I'm like, holy fuck, I think I want to lick a pussy again.
That burlesque show that you and I went to, it was like a Halloween themed one. They were all beautiful, but one of the women that was in there, I mean, I can still see her. She kind of had that kind of like a dragon kind of thing with the wings and the whole 9 yards.
Yep.
Without, you know, she had heels on, which I was super impressed by because of some of the shit she was doing. But without the heels, she was probably near 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Curvy. I mean, she was so fucking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some of these women really put these theatrical things that they do And, you know, like, she was super fucking athletic and she was doing cartwheels and shit and 5-inch heels. I mean, just this crazy stuff. So hot.
There's something so erotic about a curvy woman moving in the way that both of those women did.
Yeah.
Like, just this incredibly, like, feminine energy coming off of them and the movements that they're making and the way that their body is, like, rippling in different ways. It's like moving fucking art to me. It is so sexy.
I was so close to going up to and trying to introduce myself to that woman at that
thing. Yeah, I wish you would have.
Fucking hot. Yeah,
I should have done it. Here's my husband's number. You should give him a call because you're fucking beautiful.
She was so fucking hot.
Yeah, I mean, all the women were beautiful last night, but it was also a reminder of, like, God, I just love a thick woman. I love booty. I love thighs. There's something so sexy to me about, like, when I am with a woman and I'm, like, rubbing on her ass or her thighs and I can kind of grab onto something. God, it's so fucking sexy.
Well, you and I were just talking about this the other day, like, because someone had said something to me digitally. We were talking and about, again, my type. There is no such thing. I don't have one. But there are certain aspects, certain characteristics of people that I really enjoy. But it really does depend on that particular person.
Well, there have also been times, though, that we'll be out somewhere and you'll see somebody and you'll be like, I don't know what it is about her exactly, but there's something about her that I'm very drawn to. And I look and I'm like, well, I would not have picked her out for you.
Right.
So it's just something that you're picking up on, whether it's an energy or, you know, you're really big on tattoos, as am I. Like, if somebody has really, really nice ink, you're just kind of instantly drawn to looking at them more.
Well, like the bartender or the bartender slash server when we were in LA the last time, she had just gotten brand new ink. It was really fucking nice. She was cute, but I was like, there's something about her that's really kind of, it's doing it for me. I don't really know what it is. I'm not 100% sure, but I dig her. Yeah, there are certain things about people, individuals, not people as a whole, but individuals that I find attractive.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Gender is irrelevant when it comes to that. But, and then there are certain things where I'm far more okay with, comfortable with, and in some cases attracted to on certain people than on others.
Right.
Hair is one of them.
Right, yeah.
Hair is one of them. I do not like hair on me personally. I'm completely shaved. I fucking hate hair on my body. It makes me feel dirty. On other people, I don't mind it as much depending on the person. Is that fucking weird? Like, some guys like that are hairy, I'm like, okay, that's hot. And then other guys, I'm like, oh, no. You got to shave that off. Like, it just depends.
I just think it proves that attraction is just like one of those, you know, kind of unexplainable things.
Yeah.
Because I have found myself attracted to people that I never in a million years would have like picked out of a lineup. But there's something about them that I'm like, oh, there is something here that makes me want to delve into them.
Well, we were talking about it. Well, we were out drinking heavily the other day.
Oh, fuck. We are so fucking stupid. That was so bad.
I'm just now feeling better. It's been 2 days or 2.5 days, whatever the fuck it is. But you and I were talking about it, and it's like, you know, you have found guys attractive and women attractive. I have found people attractive, and we're both like, I would not have chosen, like you said, that person for you necessarily. What is it about that person? A lot of times for me, it's simply energy, it's chemistry, it's this kind of you can't see it. You just have to feel it kind of thing, right? It's not a physical attribute. It's just a kind of an internal thing that makes you feel a certain way about somebody.
But again, in the lifestyle, that's kind of complicated, right? Because if you have a play session with somebody that I don't deem attractive, I'm not really turned on by that.
Same.
Because in my mind, and this is going to sound fucking awful, but it's just the honest truth. If I think that you are playing with somebody that is like below your league, I'm like, Brian, you could do better. Like, and it takes kind of some of the eroticism and the excitement out of it for me. And I think you and I are at a point in the lifestyle where it's like, that doesn't always have to matter. You can play with people, and it doesn't always have to be about my pleasure. But it is something that I've noticed about myself. The hotter the person is that you're playing with in my eyes, the more turned on I am.
Well, no different for me, right? I mean, you have played with guys where I'm like, oh, okay, if you're into them, cool. You know, there's nothing for us. We don't talk about it. We don't reconnect over it. It just isn't a thing.
Right.
And it was for you. That's the whole conversation, right? Or part of the conversation for us particularly. While everything that we do, we love to have it affect us both positively. Like, we want to thrive off of it and enjoy that kind of energy, right?
Well, that's the whole reason we're in the lifestyle, yeah.
Right. But not every single interaction has to be that way, just like we don't talk about every single interaction that we have. We just don't. There's some stuff that we keep for ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think where it would be different is if it was like a long-term play partner.
Very
because
different.
Obviously both Jade and Natasha are fucking beautiful women.
Yeah, there's yeah.
Like if you started playing with someone long-term that I was not attracted to the idea of you playing with them, it would be like, okay, we probably need to have a conversation.
Well, same for me. I mean, if you were playing with someone constantly or regularly that, you know, I did not deem like super exciting enough for you and I to reconnect over, it'd be, you know, kind of a waste of time, right?
Yeah.
So that's a different conversation. But
is that shallow and shitty, or is that just
No, it's
honest.
That's human nature. It just is what it is. Now, if you and I are at an event, we are at a party, we're at a takeover, you get the inclination to have to play with somebody because you're just into them, or I am, that's not a big deal.
No.
Right? It just isn't a big deal.
Of course.
However, if it's something that's consistent, regular, routine, long term, I have to be excited about you fucking that person.
Of course.
I have to be, just like you have to be. You know, I'm getting ready to see Natasha next week, and I'm already running scenarios through my head. I'm going to reach out to her husband tomorrow. I'm going to run.
He had a couple of ideas for you. He reached out to me via Telegram and was like, hey, so,
yeah, I'm going
to
call. I'm gonna reach out.
What if Brian walked in on this particular thing happening? And I was like, I think he'd be really into it. So,
yeah, I'm going to reach out.
He is your biggest fucking cheerleader, that guy.
Well, that's the thing. Like, those are. I don't know how to explain this to people who don't play the way we do. I mean, I get it. It's, you know, well, actually, I don't get it. I'm not going to lie. I don't fucking get it. There are certain things I don't get. It's neither here nor there. But for me, when we meet people like Natasha and her husband, they're so much like us in how we play and what we're into and like how he is so excited when his wife is having a good time, just like I am. And while we have a lot of friends like that, there are not a lot of them that are that fucking super amped up where they're going to reach out and go, hey, this is an idea I had. Or how about, would you like to do this? I'll set this up. Or what do you want her to wear? What kind of lingerie do you want her to wear?
That was a turn on for me when
so
you told
hot.
Me that, like, oh, he just texted me and asked me what she should be in
what
when I
color,
get there.
I'm like,
oh,
wow.
My God, that's hot.
So, and what that does for me is not obviously just the excitement once I'm with her, but it's like I know without a shadow of a doubt that your partner is not only okay with this, he is 100% supportive and on board and looking forward to it, which
eager,
makes that
excited,
so much more
turned
fun
on.
For me.
Yeah, all
yeah,
of it.
That's
yep.
a whole nother thing, right? Yep. So, yeah, but back to my original point, when it comes to types, I don't fucking have a type. I just know what I like what I like when I like it.
Yeah.
Right? I just, when it's in front of me, I know it and I like it and
well,
I'm in.
So you met a new guy this past week. It didn't end up being a great interaction, but
no,
but
unfortunately,
you're telling me what he's like. You're
perfect.
Like, yeah, he's younger, he's this, he's that, and I'm going, oh, that's not normally your type.
Not normally. Nope.
And again,
example.
Like that's totally fine. Like you can explore in that world, and you can be interested in different types. But I was kind of surprised by that because with men, you've always had a very, very specific type.
Let me tell you why, and this is a perfect example of why I have. I tend to lean toward a certain type when it comes to men in particular. While he was younger than me, I think like 41, 42. Unfortunately, in this particular situation, he was intimidated by me for whatever reason. And that translates.
For whatever reason, because you're an intimidating person.
Well, but, you know, in that situation, there's no reason to be. We're not competing. There's no competition. We're not vying. You know, you get guys in a room and it's kind of like, you know, Siamese fighting fish. You put them in a tank. You put two males together. They're cool. You throw a female in there. They kill each other.
It's biological.
That's what it is. It's a biological thing. So you put a bunch of guys together and always got the alphas are going to do the alpha thing. And that's just what it is. Well, we got, you're talking about two guys who are intending with any luck to be intimate. There's no reason that we have to go through that dance, right?
Right.
So there was absolutely, I couldn't understand why that was a thing. And I didn't even pick up on it until we got to the point where we were potentially going to be naked. And it was very obvious that the nerves kicked in and he became very submissive. And it was like, okay, this isn't going to work. I'm out. I'm
yeah.
done, which is unfortunate. This is a good looking guy, very normal. Seemingly on all levels normal and, you know, interested in me. We had, it was a good chemistry. It was a good conversation. We had a good time. Just didn't work.
Yeah.
It just didn't work. So that chemistry and connection, super important.
Yeah. It's almost like
it
you need somebody who has like a similar energy level to you or higher.
That's
in terms
I,
of
yeah.
like being able to yeah. really take control and be that masculine energy. Because the one thing I know about you with other men is like that masculine masculine energy is something you are very turned on by.
For sure. Regardless of the roles that we're playing.
And I mean,
still
same.
Need it.
So.
Yeah, I still need it.
Yeah, no matter who's topping, who's bottom, it doesn't fucking matter.
I gotta
yeah.
have it. It has to be there because for me, that's a driver, right?
Well, even with me, you know, exploring more of this BDSM stuff with Yusuf right now, I appreciate the fact that he is submissive to me in the moment, but he is not a submissive man. He is very direct with me. He can take a stand on things. He has this energy when he walks into a room where he's just kind of going to own it. And so then when I take that control from him, it feels like it means something. And that turns me on.
Yeah. That energy transference, there's something to it.
Yeah.
Especially in a situation like that where you can play both roles and he can.
It's sexy. Yeah. And it's exciting. It's every time it's something new and exciting to look forward to because of that.
Well, yeah. And you and I benefit from that, obviously.
Of course
but again,
we do.
Back to that conversation of it doesn't always have to be a situation where we are benefiting as a couple when we reconnect. We have had, you know, we've had a lot of situations, a lot of opportunities to play with people where you and I did not reconnect over them because we, you know, obviously have separate play times, but it was good for us as individuals.
Yeah, but I've also turned down play with people because I knew that it wasn't going to be something that you and I were going to be uber excited to reconnect over. It's like, you're great and you're handsome, but it's just not 100% there.
Right.
And I know that Brian's not going to be really into it for whatever reason. So it's just, you know, like, I'm going to pass.
Well, and that's one of those things that you and I have, again, I'm moving away from a lot of the bullshit that we encounter in this space. I've deleted all the dumb fucking apps. I'm getting not the dating apps necessarily, but social media. I'm getting away from social media. I need to clear my head of it. It's fucking horrendous and I can't deal with it. And it gives me angst. So for me, I just want to get back to enjoying the lifestyle space.
Yeah.
Not the lifestyle industry. That's a disaster. The lifestyle space is fun and that's the way it should be. And that's what I'm going to lean toward. And of course, we've got the whole adult content piece that we're dealing with.
Well, we have a ton of cool shit coming up too. We're getting ready to go to Houston. So by the time this comes out, we'll be just days away from going to Houston to host at Colette, which I'm so fucking excited for. We have so many cool people coming out for it.
So much fun.
And we have friends. We're actually going to stay with one of our friends and we have other friends coming in from Louisiana and it's just going to be a blast.
I'm going to be like the only male in a house full of women.
You and four ladies.
That's going to
be fun. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes. That might be a story. I guess we'll see.
And then, well, then we get back from Houston and 5 days later we go to Exotica Chicago, which you're super excited about. I am very nervous.
I am so excited. It's my wheelhouse, man. I fucking love it. It's going to be crazy,
man. Hectic,
busy. We have two booths to deal with. It's just going to be so much fucking fun. I cannot wait.
I feel like my shyness goes away when I'm in a lifestyle environment, but I don't know what it's going to look like in this environment.
Well, it's going to take you a little time to kind of get...
I'm going to have to force myself.
You got to find your groove.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for me, it's like, I mean, that's where I live, man.
Well, you're going to have to kind of break me out of my shell a little bit then. Yeah. You'll have to be my security blanket because I'm fucking nervous. Even like looking at my outfits, I pulled one of them out today and I was like, I'm going to be in this fucking thing in front of how many people?
Yeah.
I'm wearing all these like sheer little things.
It's a lot
and
of
like
elements.
Teddies
that you're not used
under
to.
Sheer dresses. And I'm going to be very exposed in literally every outfit I have. And I mean, that's fucking with my mind, man. I mean, they're beautiful. And I think I'll look fine in them. It's a mind fuck.
Yeah, for something it's uncomfortable. It's not new. It's new, so it's not something you're accustomed to and you're not really prepared for it until you get in it and you'll be fine.
Well, even in lifestyle environments, I don't wear like lingerie or anything.
No,
I'm always in cocktail dresses. I want to be dressed to the nines. That's part of it. The other part of it is, again, you just feel so exposed in certain things that I'm like, I don't want to, you know, have 200 people see my fucking whole entire
200?
Ass.
How about 20,000?
No, I mean like at a lifestyle event.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a very different thing. And I think once you get into your... you'll be
way
fine.
To make me feel better. No, bitch, there's going to be so many more people.
So many people.
So many people looking at that ass.
There's so much going on, so much interaction. We have so much to do. We have, like I said, two booths right across from one another. So we're going to be very, very busy. I'm just looking forward to it because I miss that environment. It's where I lived for so many years. I just can't wait to get back to it and get my head out of like... lifestyle industry horse shit that goes on and just get into the really, just the cool shit. I'm just so excited about it.
Same. It's going to be a wild couple weeks. Stay tuned for lots of stories. I'm sure there'll be a lot to talk about.
Yeah, no
good,
doubt.
Bad, indifferent, everything in between. I don't fucking know. I have no idea what the next 2 weeks are
going to
bring.
I don't know, but I'm fucking excited. And, you know, like you said, we're going to Houston. We have friends coming. The amazing woman I'm going to talk about today is going to be there with her husband. They're great fucking people.
Okay, well, that's something else, though. You have multiple not ex-play partners, but people people that you've played with in the past that are going to be there. Well, do you plan to play it all in Houston?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I absolutely do. And that's something else. So we haven't even talked about that. I am beyond the point where I'm super fucking concerned about you and I playing at an event. Like, I'm not even fucking dealing with that
anymore.
Well,
especially some place like Colette. Like, they have security. They have an amazing staff. I feel very comfortable just letting
Just like loose. Our events here in Vegas. There yeah. are certain places where when you and I host events, we need to be okay with having some fun.
Yeah.
That has to happen. There are certain times where that's
I
not permissible.
I love hearing you say that. I'm beaming. If you guys are not watching and you're listening right now, I'm fucking yeah. beaming no, hearing that.
It's going down. It's happening. It's absolutely happening.
You're going to get your sled on?
The amazing woman that I'm going to talk about today reached out to me already and said, you know, does this mean that we get to have naked time, you know, when we're in Houston? Fuck yeah, it does. Abso-fucking-lutely it does. So it's going down. Yeah.
Yay. I'm so turned on by that.
Yeah.
That's
I just,
awesome.
I'm at, you know... We just talked about it, obviously, on the bonus episode, but I there are certain aspects, certain elements of the lifestyle that I just genuinely want to get back to. Here's the problem. And you and I had this conversation. When did we have, we were, of course, we were out drinking, so that makes perfect sense. So we had a lot of, we were talking a lot. I don't even remember.
We
most
chatted
of it.
For like 4 hours straight while we were drinking, which is either a great thing or a bad
well,
thing.
What's
I have
really
no
funny,
idea.
It didn't, we did not intend to go out and just drink all fucking day.
No, this whole thing started because I wanted a burger.
Yeah, it was a work day. Well, you had not been feeling well for a couple of days. You hadn't eaten.
Yeah.
Well, it was a work day. I had 4 calls scheduled for that day and at various times. So I'm talking to like credit card processors. I'm talking to the president of a bank.
With a drink in your hand, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm stepping outside a dive bar with a cocktail talking to the president of a local bank.
We are
about
not
doing
adults.
Our business. It's like, yeah, it was not awesome. And I talked to one of our partners, and I was like, listen, this is going to be an interesting conversation because I've been drinking for like 6 fucking hours. So I have no idea where this goes. We may have to have this conversation again at another time where I can remember it. But here's what's happening. So, yeah, it was amazing. But you and I were talking about it. And my choice, my desire to engage and play the way I do in the space now really does come from my background. Actually, we were talking about it on Sex on Your Terms, I think is where this conversation really, we got to the meat and potatoes of it. My concern for me personally is I'm going, for you know me, I'm an extremist, right? I'm all in or I'm all out. There's no fucking middle road. So like when we go out and we drink, there's not a couple of drinks. We drank too much and ate too much. But if I'm going to play in this space, I have to have some control, right? There has to be boundaries for me in terms of how much I'm going to allow myself to do and how much I'm going to engage. Because if I decide that I'm just going to say, fuck it, I'm going all in and I'm going to be that guy, it's not going to be good. So I don't want to do that. You know, that, you know, like the one of the, like we were talking on Sex on Your Terms, one of the stories I was telling you, I don't want to get to the point where it's like a fucking free for all.
And that
for
you
me.
Don't give a fuck about people.
No, that's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible.
That's not okay.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to live in that space anymore. So I really do, I restrict my interaction with people when it comes to playing because of that.
Yeah.
Because I can very easily go from one extreme to the next, like literally no problem. And I don't want to do
balance,
that.
Sir. It's called
yeah.
balance in all
any.
Things.
Yeah,
I know.
I have an amazing amount of discipline. I have zero balance. Zero. I have no balance.
Well, at least you have discipline. Some people don't have either. So
I have a tremendous amount of discipline. As I mean, yeah, I can be as disciplined a human being as anyone you've ever met. But if you like we go out, we start drinking, we start eating, all bets are off. It's done.
Well, the men that have been reaching out to me, first of all, I want to say I am talking to 2 new guys right now. I'm very excited. One of them we're going to meet today. I'm pumped for that. He seems awesome. And then I'm going to see another guy probably right before we leave for Houston and meet him. And I both fabulous fucking guys. But of course, everyone has to fuck it up. Someone has to just throw the curveball in. And I know you win every fucking week. Everyone tells me, but mine are still pretty fucking good. So I want to read mine.
Let me do mine first.
Okay.
Let me do mine first. I'm going to read your mind first. And again, I'm trying to make light of it. I'm trying to believe that there's some humor in this.
Some brevity.
Yeah. There has to be a benefit to it because otherwise it's just a complete disaster, right? Once again, no picture, no bio, nothing.
I don't
nothing.
Think you need to tell everyone that. They're all
right
that
out
way.
Of the gate. No, I get some winners sometimes that actually have some bullshit picture, but in this particular case, there's none. So this is, I have screenshots here. So this is how this goes. This is right out of the gate. Love getting serviced. That's how it starts. Getting a tongue bath, using a bitch's mouth to clean my shoes. Okay? No, again, I get all of this at one time, and I wasn't responding because I didn't see it. I don't even know what city we were in or state when I got this. We may have been, I don't even know where we were. I'm not entirely sure. You're going to be my cum rag bitch today. That's it in its entirety.
Oh my God.
That's the whole
thing. If he only knew who you are.
I'm like, come on, man. So I didn't read it.
Cum rag bitch. That's pretty fucking bad. Cum rag bitch. Okay. Well, mine's not as bad as yours, but it's pretty bad. I'm going to level with you. I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know most women want a big schlong. Schlong.
Wow. I haven't heard that term in a long time.
I don't even know. I'm not even sure I've ever heard the word schlong used in person.
I have, but it's been a hot second.
Okay. So I know most women want a big schlong fucking them until they feel it in their tummy.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I have a tiny little pecker. However, my mouth will undoubtedly keep you moaning all night long. Thoughts?
I have so many. I have so many.
My response back to him was, I don't think you want my thoughts. Trust me when I say you don't want my thoughts.
That's hilarious. Well, listen, kudos for even putting that out there, right?
He used schlong and pecker in the same fucking message.
That's got to be some kind of, I mean, there's a record there. I don't even know the last time I heard the
word.
The
only one I was
schlong.
Waiting for him to use that he didn't, that I never fucking hear, is like tallywhacker. If he had thrown in a tallywhacker somewhere, it would have been a winner.
So how old a guy is this?
In his mid-40s.
Okay, I was going to say he would have to at least be my age to use the term schlong. I haven't heard that in forever.
Schlong and pecker. Who the fuck says pecker?
So do certain, like we've talked about this before, do certain words that describe, like, because you can use a lot of words to describe the male penis, right? You use cock, schlong apparently, tally. Like, does the term you use, does that have anything to do with the size or the shape or the importance of it in the context of the conversation? In other words,
yeah,
does it sound
there are
better
connotations
to
them. Absolutely. Like, yeah. If you use the word pecker, like if you just said like, oh, I want you to be on my pecker, I would immediately assume that you have a small dick.
Right. But also, wouldn't I say pecker like to be funny?
Yeah,
as opposed to like sexy, like it's not like you don't
come
ever hear
this pecker, baby. No, yeah, nobody says that.
Like in porn, they don't use that term.
Fuck no.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't
pecker?
Know where. Yeah.
It's always cock and dick.
You would think, apparently schlong is in the running as well.
Nobody's
so
using
weird.
Schlong beside this.
So weird.
This is the only man on the face of the earth that says schlong.
I
can't even
I
say the
even
word schlong.
The last time I heard that term in like real life. That's so funny.
If nothing else, it cracked me up. It was a good moment of humor for me.
Yeah,
so.
I think they're both kind of funny. The guy with, you know, again, we talked about this earlier. I think we talked about it on the bonus episode.
Also, the word tummy. I fucking hate that word. I don't know. I'm weird with words, though, in general.
Yeah, you don't like a lot. There's certain words you just don't like.
I would say just err on the side of caution and just use like the most neutral terms you possibly can when you're reaching out to someone.
Well, also, don't say that.
No, don't say it, period. Yeah, but tummy. Oh, what a gross word. That's like a word that like you ask a little kid, like, is your tummy hurting?
Well, that's what
you
it is.
You don't say that to
right?
a fucking grown-ass person.
Yeah, you expect like the nurse at like an elementary school to ask a, you know, oh, your tummy hurt? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's not. But like I said, there's some levity to this. But as you and I were talking about with the guys, for me, that's a guy who, I mean, clearly you must pull the wings off of butterflies or something. You've got some frustration.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You've got some things to work out.
I wish you would have said the butterfly thing, though. That's horrible.
Yeah, but that's like that kind of guy, right? Like, you've got some shit you got to get through.
You have something going on
Yeah,
because
you looking for someone to lick your shoes? Are you out of your fucking mind? Like, what are you talking about?
Well, again, it's totally fine to have that kink. There are a lot of people that do.
Yeah, but we don't know each other.
But you have done nothing to suggest that you're into it. So the fact
Zero.
That he just reaches out with that is not only inappropriate, but creepy.
But it's a compulsion, right? Like, you've got to get this out. You got to get it off your chest. It's like a weight on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to get rid of it somehow. That has to be the only reason. No picture, no bio, no nothing. You're just a guy who doesn't have the ability to express himself the way you really want to, and this is your outlet. He doesn't expect anyone to respond positively to this. I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't think so. Maybe I'm fucking wrong. What do I know?
Okay, so single guy tip of the week this week. I
don't use the word schlong or pecker.
Don't use schlong, pecker, or tummy. But beyond that,
There you have it.
Beyond that, I have been so impressed. We're going to 2 Hot Wife events in the month of June.
Yeah.
And both of them have places where you can chat ahead of time.
Events that are not ours.
No, they're not our events. Yeah. We're going to 2 other people's events, 2 other groups' events. Yeah. And I'm so excited for that. But I've also been so impressed with the way that men are interacting with me ahead of those events. For example, I have not had a single man on either of the sites where you can chat with people ahead of the events that have reached out to me and been like, hey, are you interested in playing at the event? Or I would love to play with you when we get there. Or any of those types of things. It's always incredibly friendly most of the time. And I've had many of them reach out to me at this point. One of the events is large, and right. I probably had upwards of 20 guys reach out to me. And most of them are just, hey, this is my first time ever going to this event. Right. I'm not going to know that many people. So if you're at all interested in getting to know each other a little bit digitally first, just so that we maybe have a little bit of a safety net when we go into that environment, I would really love that. That is such a mature fucking way to handle that.
So what you're saying is that you're being contacted by a lot of single guys, and oddly enough, none of them are behaving badly. Imagine that.
Well, but also, both of these groups have vetted single men. These aren't just fucking, swinging dicks off the street. These are men that have been approved to come to these events.
Exactly.
And that makes all the fucking difference in the world.
Right.
But I would still have expected a couple of weirdos to kind of creep in, or at least a couple of guys to get on there again. And there's nothing wrong with being like, hey, you're really attractive. If we see each other at the event, we should bang. I mean, it's borderline for me. But my point is, not a single one of them have done that. And the vast majority of them have reached out with such a level of like friendliness versus, this eagerness, this thirst. I will also say both of the sites have ridiculously attractive men on them.
Yeah.
And I think that they're not desperate for me.
Well, no, but also
they're happy to meet me. They're, maybe they're excited at the prospect of meeting. I'm excited at the prospect of meeting some of them. But if we don't play, I know not a single one of them is going to lose any sleep at night.
Well, but also it's a situation that we talk about a lot. These are not just single dudes off the street. These are lifestyle guys.
Right.
They understand how this works. Most of them are seasoned. We know both, the groups obviously are very well put together. Obviously, we know the people involved. And so it makes sense that the guys that are involved with these groups, they get it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be, they would have absolutely no success, or in fact, they would have no entry into these groups if they were anything other than respectful and cordial and consensual and friendly, obviously. Yeah.
But a lot of these are brand new guys too.
No,
and they're still getting it so quickly.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Because this space, which people don't understand when they're not in it, the quality single guys, they police each other.
Yes.
They police the space. The last fucking thing any of these guys want to happen is to have someone like that reach out to a couple or to you, for example, and be rude, only for you to tell either the organizer or somebody else in the group, oh yeah, don't hang out with this guy, or don't communicate with this guy. This is what he just did. That word gets out very quickly, and you are instantly out of the picture. And the other single guys, they take offense to it because now you're fucking it up for everybody.
Yeah. So I guess the tip is, if you have the ability to reach out to people ahead of time, I think that is a fucking fabulous idea. That is just this giant tool in your arsenal that why would you not use it to your advantage?
Yeah.
But make sure that you're doing it in the right way. Make sure that you are reaching out and being friendly and being, cordial. Like you said, don't be fucking thirsty in those messages.
There's no reason to be.
The other thing is, like, I know probably 30% of the women going to this large event that we're going to in June.
Yeah.
I mean, that word gets out. If you're a weirdo, if you're an asshole, versus if you reach out to me nicely, even if I meet you in person and maybe you're not my cup of tea, here's my other hot wife friend that may be very interested in spending time with you.
People really, guys particularly, well, couples absolutely do it, but people discount the idea of referrals. Right.
Yep.
Your resume is important in this space. And whether you're a couple or a single person, if you're a shitbag, that word gets out real quick. If you're solid, that gets out real quick as well. And with single guys coming to events like this, the last thing they want to do is to be removed from them or not be permitted to attend them anymore. That's a problem.
Exactly.
So yeah, good for those guys. Awesome.
Love it. Okay. I need to hear this fucking story because it has been a few weeks now. She is so cute. And I want to talk about how I felt in all of this, how I reacted to this whole thing too, because I think it is kind of unique given that you play so consistently with the same people.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to all of that very shortly. But first, we want to say a thank you to the partners of the Front Porch Swingers podcast. This episode of FPS is brought to you by Shivers, one of our absolute favorite things to use in our bedroom because it is mind-blowing.
You know what's, you know, the first thing I packed for to get ready to go out of town this week? We're going to Houston this weekend.
You're bringing Shivers?
You bet I am.
Oh, yay.
And we're going to have a little care package when we get there because the amazing folks of Shivers are dropping something off for us at the club.
Oh, I am so excited for that. So if you guys have not heard us talk about Shivers before, it is a gummy. They have it in a male enhancement form and a female enhancement form. You pop it 30 to 45 minutes before play, and it just makes everything hypersensitive. Yeah. Everything, even just like a finger running down your arm or your leg or anything, is just so intensified. So when you actually play, especially when you have your big O, it is so, it's unlike anything else I've ever experienced before in my life.
Yeah, it's like getting a scalp massage all over your body.
It's like a scalp massage while you're having an orgasm.
It's exactly what it is. It's so fucking intense. And we tell everybody about it. We've shared it with a bunch of people. I have all kinds of folks reaching back out to me. We just ordered some. That shit is amazing.
Oh, I had someone on our Instagram yesterday that got it and said that they played with it like the day that they received it. And they've played with it every single day since.
Yeah, it's addictive. There's no question about it. It's so fucking good. It is literally like the very first time we ever used it, I was wearing my bathrobe, which is like this synthetic mink thing.
Yeah, you're sitting in the chair and you're like, oh my God, like, this it feels so amazing. Good on yeah, my
I'm just
skin.
Touching myself. Like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, if your dude's 30 minutes before, gal's about 45 minutes, when it kicks in, you feel it immediately. It is so fucking intense.
Yeah, so if you're looking to add something new to the bedroom, if you're looking to spice some things up, have a cool date night, Shivers is the way to go. And right now, listeners of our show can get 10% off of a Shivers order by heading to shivers.store. Not shivers.com, no. shivers.store, and using code FPS at checkout. Again, that is shivers.store. Use code FPS for 10% off of these freaking amazing enhancement gummies. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by Shameless Care. We've talked a lot about Shameless Care services as far as their STI at-home testing and their ED medication, all of which can be done online, sent in. You don't have to go to a doctor's office, no prescription visits, no pharmacy visits, I should say. Yeah. But we have not talked about their newest service yet, which is DoxyPep. This is an antibiotic for STD prevention. Let's be real. Sometimes condoms break. Sometimes they slide off.
Things happen.
And you need to have this as a backup. Basically, what it is if you have one of those accidents, you take it right afterwards, and it'll help prevent things like gonorrhea, syphilis, and chlamydia.
Yeah.
That's a really, really big deal.
It is, especially, you know, you're a lifestyler. You need to take these precautions. It's important. People really should take this more seriously.
You can get 30 tablets sent to you, and you take basically 2 tablets as soon as possible after sex. And yeah, that's all there is to it. I think this is an amazing service for lifestylers. To me, this is kind of one of those things that you should just always have at your disposal. Again, just in case.
If this isn't in your swinger bag, you're making them stick.
Yes, and it's really affordable. I was really shocked to see the pricing on it, and you can get it at a discount when you use our code FPS at checkout. So go to shamelesscare.com, use code FPS, and stock up on your DoxyPep. Like you said, have it in your swingers bag.
For sure.
Ready, prepared, and so you have the peace of mind. Just knowing that you can go have a lot of fun. It's weird to think that we are only about 5 months away from PodBash because we literally plan it a year in advance, but it's coming up. PodBash 2024 is fast approaching.
PodBash 2024 is going to be the shit. There are so many amazing fucking people already booked for this. Listen, guys, PodBash is already about 75% sold out. There are no more cabanas left. Can't help you there, but it's going to be a great fucking time. You do not want to hesitate if you want to join very literally some of the most amazing lifestylers you're ever going to meet.
Yeah, so what is PodBash? First of all, it's an immersive weekend. We do a ton of different stuff during this weekend. It's not just lay by the pool and then go to the club and then maybe fuck. You can do that 100%, but yeah. You can also get involved in a ton of different things. We do a charity poker run. We do a room crawl, which this year we have a little bit of an interesting twist
on it.
We give away a bunch of fun stuff. And also there are things like the mimosa send-off and the Thursday welcome reception. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff that goes on, and all of it is geared towards helping you connect with amazing lifestylers. When I tell you that this is the most inclusive, fun group of people that you are ever going to meet, I am not exaggerating. This just attracts the best people from literally all over the country.
Yeah, and the unique thing about PodBash is you get to meet people, like you said, from all over the country, but also you're going to meet people that, you know, that have podcasts, that create content in an environment where it's just about having fun. It's not about the content or the podcast. It's none of that shit. It's just having a good fucking time. Naked pool games, drag bingo, room crawls, mimosa send-offs. It's just a blast.
So if you would like to join us, it's in September this year, by the way. It is September 19th through the 23rd, and you can find all of the information by heading over to members.frontporchswingers.com. That'll show you how to book your room, join us. Also, reach out to us at mail, M-A-I-L, at frontporchswingers.com once you do book, so that we can get you into the Pod Bash chat, and you can start making amazing connections. So, like we were mentioning earlier, well, we've talked about this a lot on the podcast. This experience for you, I'm sure, was great because she was fucking cute and sexy. But for me, it was also amazing. And there were two elements to that, in my opinion. One was the newness of it. Yes. Again, I love your regular play partners. I love the connections you have with them. There is something exciting about newness when you are with somebody completely new and it's maybe a new environment, which it was in this particular case.
Very much so.
It's really erotic for me. But the other part of it is the day before you played with this woman, she actually came to our Hot Wife event at Playhouse.
Right.
And when she walked in the door, we were standing at the front. You were checking people in and I was kind of giving tours and talking to people. And they walk in the door, she and her husband, and you're like, oh, that's her. And I was like, holy shit, she is cute.
Yeah, look, they're an amazing couple. Some of the nicest people that we have met in a very long time. Very genuine, intelligent, articulate, lovely fucking people. Legitimate lifestyle folks who get it. Play very much similar to the way we do. Obviously, they're a hot wife couple. And
they're open relationship. He plays separately too,
they
right?
They do. They both play, which is amazing. And I love that for them. They're just great people. I obviously was digitally communicating with her leading up to meeting them when they came here to Vegas.
And for the record, they're both very, very attractive people.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. No, he's a stud. But I was communicating with her digitally, obviously, and saw pictures of her. Clearly. And she is a fucking smoke show.
And so what I deem to be like your preference type.
Yeah, there's
like,
yeah.
She's short and she's like thick in all the right places and just so fucking cute.
She is. Yeah. She is physically absolutely what I'm looking for. If I'm in a room, like I say many times, of 100 fucking people, I may not end up with the typical quintessential type like that people think I will, but that's where my eye goes first. She's that person.
Yeah.
There's like no question about it. So, but when I met her in person, the first time that I met her in person was the first time you met her. And when they walked in, I was like, wow, that is a sexy woman. I knew what she looked like, obviously, from pictures, but that did not do her justice. So fucking hot. And just great people. So we got a chance to meet them at our event at Playhouse. I did not play with her. We flirted a little bit. We talked a little bit. But I also wanted to give them time to have a good time. They were in town to enjoy themselves.
Well, the other thing I really liked about meeting them that night was, you know, I knew that you guys had plans for the next day.
Right.
That had obviously been figured out a long time before that night.
Yeah.
And she comes up to me at one point at the party and she was like, I just want to thank you in advance for like trusting me with Brian and for giving me that time tomorrow. And, you know, that means a lot to me. And I was like, fuck, she doesn't owe me that. I don't even know this woman. It was so nice of her to do that.
Well, and I did the same, you know, with her husband and thanked him, obviously, for allowing me the time because I know you guys, are, you know, you're here together and you're doing your thing and, you know, allowing me an amount of time to spend with your partner while you guys are on vacation. That's a big fucking deal. You know, these are busy people. They, you know, they get away as often as they can, but it's not easy.
Right.
You know, they got a lot of shit going on. So knowing, of course, that I had this time already slotted with her the next day, literally the next day during the afternoon, I didn't want to monopolize a lot of their time. Obviously, I wanted to get to know them a little bit and chat, but I really did want to give them their space. And they seemingly had a great fucking time, which is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, playing at our events anytime. It's like anything else, right? And it's like, you know, running restaurants, when people are enjoying your food, it's a big fucking deal. And when you come to one of our events and you have a good time, and that's a big deal.
My favorite thing ever is when people leave our events and their hair is all fucked up and their makeup's all fucked up and they're just beaming ear to ear. And I'm like, did you have a good time? Yeah. And they're like, yes.
Walk out carrying their shoes.
I'm like, oh God, that makes all the other bullshit worth it. Seeing that is like the best thing in the world to me.
I love it. It's great. So we had the plans. Obviously, we're going to meet the following day. And even that night on the way home, you and I were talking about it at 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever the hell time it was. I was like, wow, I was really looking forward to seeing her because she was so fucking pretty. She's just so hot, you know? And you were excited about it.
So excited. Literally, that night we're talking about it, I'm like, oh my God, I need every single detail once you play with her. And like, I mean, again, it's just one of those things where for me, it really is like, that's my man, and he's going to get with that girl?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Well, I'm a lucky lady.
Well, again, it's also that compersion thing, right? It's like you want your partner to genuinely enjoy themselves. And I just knew when I met her and had the opportunity to talk to her just at Playhouse for a little bit, that was absolutely going to happen. I mean, it was a really nice connection. So the next day, I think it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we were meeting or something, and I drove over to where they were staying, the hotel they were staying at. And fortunately, they were not on the Strip, which was fucking awesome.
Well, they actually took your suggestion on that, right?
Yeah, they stayed closer to Fremont, the best hotel over there. And so I had the opportunity to drive over, and I got there a little early, as I always do. You know, I always like to be early because you never know. You get stuck in traffic, whatever. And so she had texted me on the way when I was driving. And it was something to the effect of, should we go and have a drink somewhere first, or do you just want to go upstairs and get to it? I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Because usually you would say a drink every time.
Well, always. I said, I said, lady's choice, entirely up to you.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. So she responded right away, I'm just going to come down and get you. I want to take you right upstairs.
Oh, God. Yeah, she wanted you too.
I'm in. Okay. So I get to the hotel and I'm in the lobby. And again, I got there early. So I text her, said, hey, I'm a few minutes early. I'm down here. And while I was waiting, I was responding to some work emails, and I had taken a phone call. And while I'm in the middle of sending another email, she comes walking out from where the elevators are. And first of all, as I said, she is super fucking hot. But now she's wearing this completely sheer black dress type thing, completely like see-through on the top. She
that
had
is
like
so
panties
fucking
on
hot.
Under it.
So you could like see full-on tit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a naughty girl.
We are in the lobby, and I am just in awe of this thing.
Right? I bet. Like,
well, it's just so hot because she's also so comfortable. And again, this is an intelligent woman. Legitimately an intelligent lady.
Classy, sophisticated.
Sexy, sophisticated. I mean, everything about her is top shelf. And she is sitting in a lobby with me in a fucking Vegas resort, half naked and just owning it, which is so fucking hot, right?
Yeah, the confidence. It's beautiful.
So she leads me upstairs. We go to the rooms, beautiful room. And we sit down on the couch and we're just starting to talk. And again, we have some rapport because it was the digital communication. And then we met the night before, but not a lot. And we probably spent a good 30 minutes just kind of getting to know one another. And during the time that we were digitally communicating, we had conversations about what we both enjoy physically and what works for her and, you know, all those kinds of things. So that's always playing in the back of my mind, right? I am not fucking that up. I got the assignment, not going to fuck it up. And so when we finally do transition from the couch, which, you know, of course, we make out a little bit on the couch and a little touchy-feely, but we're both completely dressed, or at least she's as dressed as she can be.
I was going to say, not completely.
Given this sheer kind of little sexy lingerie number she's wearing. And frankly, I didn't want her to take it off. It was so fucking hot. It really was sexy.
There is something very sexy about the sheer thing to me. Like it's like there's not that much mystery there, but there's still a little mystery. It's, I don't know. It's kind of sexy tease to me.
Well, but it's even hotter when you're like, you have the confidence to wear it in the lobby of a hotel. You know what I mean? And not a not.
Which is also legal in Vegas, just so
totally
people
legal.
Know. Yeah.
Not a not busy hotel, right?
It's like, oh, no. It's a very busy
hotel.
And the
lobby of this particular hotel is directly adjacent to the lobby bar and the casino floor. So it's not like there isn't anyone there.
Right.
And while, of course, she and I were sitting down there, I did notice a few people taking a look at her.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm sure they were.
And yeah. And I kept thinking to myself, I wonder if they know what's about to happen. You think they know what's happening here? I'm not really entirely sure. So very fucking sexy. So upstairs we go, like I said, sitting on the couch talking and touching a little bit, and I'm rubbing on her leg and she's rubbing on mine. And, you know, eventually we start making out a little bit. She invites me into the bedroom. So we go in and I sit down. Of course, I have my shoes on, the whole 9 yards. I am very quickly getting undressed, as quickly as I possibly can get undressed, because one of the conversations we had, or digital communications that we had, led me to believe that I was going to be able to thoroughly enjoy her orally, which was exactly what I intended to do. Okay. So, and this is an indication, and I don't think I even mentioned this to you. This is an indication of how into this woman I was because of all of this buildup. We talk about this a lot, right? That there's that the flirtation that takes place digitally, and then a little bit of the flirtation that we had in person, right?
Yep.
And then now we're here at the crescendo. And so there's time that's gone by. It's not like we met and then just instantly started to play. And I get that that's a lot of people's things. That's cool. But the buildup, by the time I'm in this chair, in this room, and this amazing woman is sitting on the bed with this very sexy, basically, you know, see-through outfit on, I'm fucking ready to go. And I really had to stop myself from, like, getting too far ahead of myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
from rushing it.
Yeah. So I get undressed. I just throw my shit. And so I have nothing on at this point. And she has taken now this sheer thing off. So she's just in panties on the bed. Does not suck at all.
I'm okay? Sure not.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah, so, her body is rocking.
Oh, my goodness. So we are on the bed and we're making out. And I am kissing her all over. She has the most amazing tits, by the way, which were very evident through this sheer number that she was wearing. And I just wanted to get to them. But also she has, a little bit, she enjoys, a little bit of the dominance play. Nothing crazy. Again, we're just getting together for the first time. So I'm not trying to,
get the shit out
of myself. Yeah. Not like to your level.
Not
or
trying to
gnaw
her nipples.
Level.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm just enjoying her every fucking inch of her. And eventually I slip her panties off. I get to the edge of the bed. I take her panties off and I start going down on her. Now you notice I have had no conversation about her sucking my cock or any of that, because that simply didn't happen, because I didn't allow for it, because I was so into her and pleasing her and just being near her and all over her. I didn't care. Yeah. I never stopped.
That's so hot.
It never stopped. We went from making out to my kissing and touching and nibbling on her to going down on her for I have no idea how long. On top, from the front, from the back, flipped her over, tongue in her ass, licking her from behind.
You tongued her ass the first time you met.
Fucking bet
her?
I did. Did
you are
see
such
her
a
ass?
Slut.
Did you see her ass?
I mean, fair, but still, you're a slut.
Very literally all over her. I made no bones about it. I wanted to be all over her.
What is your favorite way to lick somebody?
That depends on the person.
Oh, like on their physicality or on what?
Obviously depends on. Well, certain people respond to different things, right? So if you respond to something a certain way and you're super fucking into it,
you're going
to
be more turned
on. That becomes my favorite way of doing that, right?
I mean, favorite way to lick me? Probably laying on my back. That happens
for sure, because, yes, but also I can only make you have a couple of orgasms orally, and then you're just too sensitive.
Yeah, I'm like, get the fuck away. Don't even breathe on
it. Yeah, stop. What are you doing? As a matter of fact, if I get past two, I'm really fucking lucky, because most of the time it's like, you're done. Just fuck me. I can't do that anymore. And so, again, it depends on the person, right? So if I know, for example, that something really does work for you, then that's my favorite way of doing it, right?
Yeah.
Now, of course, I don't know her that well, and I'm just going by body language and by response and,
so I mean, is she like moaning a lot? And
yeah. So I know that what I'm doing is working and I can tell that. And so I don't want to deviate, right? I have a course of action here that's working. I don't want to deviate, but we also had some digital conversations about some things. So I knew instinctively I was going to be able to do them and have her enjoy them. So while, again, I'm going down on her and I'm she's on her back and I'm licking all over her, I'm nibbling her thighs a little bit, I'm squeezing her breasts and rubbing my hands over them. They're fucking amazing, by the way. And just touching her all over. And intermittently, I would stop and we would make out a little bit. And again, I would kind of kissing on her neck and nibbling on her, because I'm trying to get a sense of what I can get away with here and what's going to work and what's not. And so just kind of stopping and starting, basically. But finally, like I said, I flipped her over, and I say this a lot, but when you're behind a woman, for example, and you're going down on her and teasing it, because I don't know quite the tempo and the pressure and you don't know. And as I'm getting closer to putting my tongue in her ass, when you back up into me, it's like, okay, all the green lights have now gone off.
Go, yep.
They've all gone off. So I know that I know you like it, and that's all I need to know. Because if I know you're going to enjoy it or you're open to it, that just makes me want to be there.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Who wants to, I don't want to do something that you're not going to enjoy. That just doesn't make any sense to me. So I am licking her all over from behind. I have my arm, so my arms are like at one point under her thighs and hooked onto her lower back, and I'm literally pulling her into me, and she's pushing herself off the bed, or from the bed into me, because she's on all fours.
Oh my God.
so fucking hot.
Yep, and that's exactly what that means. Devour me more.
Yeah, right. How far can you, how much can you get? Exactly, right? So again, I go back to licking her pussy a little bit from behind, eventually flip her back over. And at this point, like I said, I did not even, the idea of me stopping and for her to go down on me, it honestly never occurred to me because I was so fucking into this. And honestly, I was so worked up. I didn't want her to because I wanted this to last because I did not want it to stop.
Yeah.
So eventually, of course, she does get back on her back and kind of on her side and we're making out a little bit. I had put condoms on the nightstand. They were in my pocket, opened them up, put them on the nightstand. So I had to reach over. Huge bed, by the way. It seemed very large to me because I had to like really stretch to reach the fucking nightstand to get the condoms, or it just seemed that way because I was so fucking into this and excited about it.
Yeah. It's like not that far away, but it feels like a mile away. You just want to get it on your cock immediately.
Yes, exactly that. So while this is going on, of course, she's stroking my cock a little bit and I am rock fucking hard. I was rock hard from the time I got undressed and got over to the bed. I was just so fucking turned on by it. And I'm telling you, it had everything to do with, in my opinion, the lead up. And then with her coming down the elevator in that fucking outfit.
Oh, she knew exactly what she was doing.
I have met a lot of women, beautiful women. I've had the opportunity to play with a lot of beautiful women in a lot of various kind of scenarios. But when a woman has that level of confidence to come down a fucking elevator, like 30 floors, I don't know how many people she encountered on the way down, get to the fucking lobby and all those people around, you're just sitting with me, someone you just met, basically, almost fucking naked. That's so exciting to me because that tells me by the time we get upstairs, it's full on.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you've got very few inhibitions at that point. So anyway, as I said, she's on her back. She's kind of on her side. Now we're making out a little bit. I reach over, grab the condom and she's on her back. And that is when we start having sex, the noises, the movements, the gyration, all of those things just add to how fucking hot this woman is.
So you're fucking her and she's on her back?
And she is a tiny little thing. Again, I mean, this is a 5-footer at best. So I have her ankles in my hands. Her legs are on my shoulders, essentially. I am leaning down. I'm nibbling a little bit on her nipples and biting her just a little bit and licking and we're making out. And I am just going to work because I'm here to tell you, worked up doesn't begin to describe it in this kid. She was so fucking hot. I was so turned on by it. And that's the thing, man. When you're like seriously attracted to someone, for me, it makes all the fucking difference. I'm attracted to a lot of different people, but there are levels, right?
Of course.
So like playing with certain people is just different. And this was very different. This was on that level of someone who I genuinely am looking forward to seeing her again, like legitimately. So from that position for a while, eventually I do turn her over and I'm fucking her from behind. And, you know, that ass is just like, you just can't help it. And we did talk a little bit about the impact and the spanking and the choking. So while she's on her back, I am choking her. I have like my right hand is kind of around her neck. I'm massaging her tits and fucking her at the same time, but trying to get a gauge of how much pressure, you know, that game of how much is too much.
Yeah.
But it's the sounds, right? I mean, the moans and the movement. So I knew exactly where I needed to be. I didn't push the envelope very hard. It's the first time we were together and then didn't want to do that, but it was just enough. It worked seemingly to me. I'm guessing it did for her because she's asked me to play again, which is awesome. So from on top, fucking her, choking, a little bit of nibbling and biting, roll her over on her stomach. And again, fucking her from behind, slapping her ass ever so gently at first, because I don't know. I was also slapping her ass a little bit when I was licking her from behind and like kind of like taking moments of where I would stop and then slap her ass a little bit on either side, rub it and kind of get a gauge for tempo and pressure, you know, and impact. And I probably, based on her reaction, could have gotten a little harder, but the truth is it didn't matter.
Well, you're gonna have a round two, so you'll figure it out.
I was so fucking into it, I didn't care.
Yeah,
you know, like fuck it, who cares? This is amazing, so it's okay. And so, again, fucking her from behind, hands around her, this tiny little waist of hers, ass up in the air, super fucking hot. She turns over again, and I'm fucking her again from on top. And at no point did I ever consider, wow, she hasn't even sucked my cock. I haven't even bothered with that. Like, it wasn't even a consideration to me at all.
Right.
It's so fucking strange, right? It's like one of those things.
I don't think it's strange. There have been many times when I've thought, you know, like I've sucked a guy's cock and then he's like, okay, my turn to go down on you. And I'm like, nope, just fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I guess a lot of guys or a lot of people, right? Especially in the lifestyle, it's always that tit for tat kind of concept, you know?
Well, I think there should be a tit for tat, but it doesn't have to be a requirement if both people are okay with it.
Yeah, but also, when you're that fucking turned on by somebody, does it fucking matter? It didn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it just didn't fucking matter to me. I really didn't care. I wasn't even thinking about it. Which is crazy, right? Because you know me, I love my balls licked and fondled and all that shit.
You know me, I'm a dude and I like my cock sucked.
I like my fucking balls to fondle.
Wow, that's quite the stance you just took. So many guys are going to be like, what are you talking about,
how
Brian?
Dare you? Never even occurred to me. Never thought about it, didn't care. Not even on the radar. I was that fucking into this woman.
So you're fucking her on top.
Fucking her from behind, fucking her on top. Again, finally, I'm like, I'm going to have to come. This has to happen because I'm so fucking worked up. I've held this off for the better part of fucking an hour now. And like, I'm just so fucking, I don't know how many orgasms she had. No fucking idea. But by the time this thing was over, I came, we were just laying there on the bed for what probably was another 20 minutes or so. Just coming down from this, I am sweating. I mean, I went to work. I was working because I was so fucking into this lady. So fucking hot. And so laying there just kind of touching on each other and really just talking about the buildup to it and you know, how much fun that was. So comfortable, so intense, so just real. It was like this, it was like someone that I had known, but didn't really know. I didn't know her. We didn't know each other that well at that point, but it was so comfortable. I felt like I did, you know, and I firmly believe it had everything to do with the lead up to it and not just the sexual conversation. Cause it wasn't like we were texting with this, you know, naughty shit all the time. It was really very just normal kind of conversation.
Yeah, but she was sending you naughty pictures and shit.
Yeah, she was. Well, yes.
Don't act like it was so innocent.
I sent some as well, to be fair. And yeah, but there was, you know, but you know, it's that buildup. While it's not, obviously there was some overt texting, but it wasn't so in your face, like over the top.
Raunchy.
Yeah, it was that, but it was also sprinkled in with, hey, I hope you have a great day kind of thing. And, you know, just normal kind of shit that by the time you get there and you get to that point, I was so prepared to experience this woman in every way. It was amazing.
Did the fact that I was so into it factor into your excitement?
Yeah, because, you know, again, we talk a lot about what we just did talk about, what works for you and works for me. And then, you know, that reconnection. And sometimes we don't reconnect because it's not necessarily something that either I or you deem reconnect worthy, right? It's not that big a deal. And, you know, you enjoyed it or I enjoyed it, but it's not something we would reconnect over. This was a situation where I knew how excited you were because, again, this is a new person that I'm meeting under very new circumstances and under in a new environment and, you know, the whole thing. And I knew that you were going to enjoy this part of it. So, yeah, that always makes it better for me. Just like with my regular play partners, I know you like them. So it makes it easier for me to spend time with them, right? It makes it easier for me to play.
Yes, but this was different because, again, the newness of it was so exciting to me. Yeah. Again, I fucking love Jade. I fucking love Natasha. It's not the same as when you have a brand new person that you are experiencing and there's all of this mystery and I have no idea what's going on. And the entire time you're gone, I'm sitting there going, what is he doing right now? Is this working for them? Is he, you know, what is he doing to her? What is she doing to him? Like, that was so exciting to me. That was the eroticism behind it for me personally.
Well, that and for me, like the idea that I know that you're into it for all those reasons. There's nothing worse for me than going on, being in a situation where I don't know 100% that you are going to be excited about it, right?
Yeah.
That's like, while we don't necessarily have to reconnect, I want you to be excited at the prospect of me enjoying myself, just like I'm excited at the prospect of you enjoying yourself, regardless of what it does for us, whether we reconnect over it or not. As long as you had a good time, I'm in, right? And that's the situation here. But I knew that you were into this. I could tell when you met her. They were super fucking amazing people. She's hot as shit, sexy. Everything about her is erotic. And she has this really strong confidence about her. And I firmly believe that comes from, of course, she's beautiful, but being intelligent and just self-assured. And she carries that. I mean, literally, that's how, you know, instinctively when someone does what she did and how she came down that the elevator in the lobby and just looked so fucking amazing and just put herself out there. That takes a level of confidence.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
It really does. You know,
well, it was really hot for me. You came home, you told me most of the details, and I was like, wow, that's fucking something. I mean, I haven't even told you this, but honestly, this is one of those experiences that, like, when I am playing solo, I think about.
Well, yeah, you and me both. yeah, absolutely. Well, and just yet, you know, she and her husband are going to be coming to our event in Houston. And she reached out to me and was like, hey, so does this mean we're going to get to spend some time together in Houston? I'm like, or are you going to be too busy? I'm like, I don't give a shit how busy I am. I will make time to make sure this happens. You don't have to, that not even a question.
That's awesome.
Yes, yes, please.
I'm excited to hear about round two.
I'm excited to have round two.
So if you guys want to hear more behind the scenes, things that you are never going to hear on the regular episodes, we offer bonus episodes for our Patreon members. We just recorded a Sex on Your Terms about sex overload and how that can be a real thing in the lifestyle. And I think it was a really, interesting conversation. A lot of things came of it. So
sure.
If you guys want to hear all of that, you can find it exclusively at patreon.com/frontporchswingers. If you want to see the more XXX rated stuff, I'm available at onlyfans.com/frontporchswingers. If you would like to join us for an upcoming event, we have all of the information at members.frontporchswingers.com.
Yes.
What am I forgetting? Anything?
Well, if you're going to be in Chicago, I believe it is the 12th through the 14th. We are going to be there at Exotica. We are booths number 326 and 327.
Yeah. Also, we've had a few of you reach out and ask if you can, like, if we can do dinner or drinks or something. Oh. I'm ridiculously flattered by that. We don't have the time. So please know we're not trying to snub anyone. It's just this is truly like a running and gunning weekend for us.
Yeah. But absolutely, if you're coming, come see us.
We'd love to meet you. Yeah. Come to Exotica and hang out with us.
Yeah. You got some content you're creating, but I will be at the convention the entire fucking time. So absolutely, after parties, the whole nine yards. If you're going to be there, come see us.
Hell yes. And as always, thank you guys very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.